Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles. Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Buildingfortunesradio.com was started by me towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013, because I wanted a platform to be able to have some conversations about home-based businesses, MLM, network marketing, affiliate programs, all those types of things. And sincerely, sometimes the messages that I have are those things that need to be said but aren't always very popular. So when I first started in the home-based business arena, my background was in direct sales and direct sales management, so I had something to compare it to, and I had success in those degrees. For those people that are unfamiliar with my background, I started off as a manager trainee, more or less right after college, with a company called Electrolux, and if they would have told me it was Electrolux vacuum cleaners on the interview, I probably would have never showed up. I shouldn't say that. I would have never showed up. But the gentleman who did the interview did a nice interview. His name is Joe, and I won't mention his name here because he doesn't need the attention. So Joe interviewed me and told me about the opportunity, and eventually I did find out it was selling vacuum cleaners, but I was willing to do that anyway in their training program, and I was an assistant manager after my second full month. I don't have an accurate remembrance of the exact amount of money that I made in the second month, but with prizes, however you're going to calculate those, I won a trip, and a few other things, it was somewhere between $10,000 and $12,000 for the month. So in my second full month, I made $10,000 or $12,000, believe it or not, selling vacuums, mostly door-to-door, on Long Island, New York, and with no help or no training. Now, I think a few of my relatives did buy some because they were on sale, and I think I bought a couple just to put me over the 50 that I needed to win the trip that I had. I sold 54 in that second full month, but I really put the pedal to the metal to see if that was going to be something that I'd be able to do, and I figured if I could do that in my second full month, I probably could make even more money as a career, so I stayed with it. Ran an office after 6 months, New Hyde Park, New York, for all those people on Long Island. And I got flushed down the toilet, wound up losing $1,500 for the whole entire month. I broke a sales record that branch had my very first month, and I actually owed the company $1,500, which was really interesting, about a P&L statement. So I've been up and down all over the place in the direct sales world, and eventually I became a regional manager. That's what made me leave New York on my way to Chicago, and then eventually an area vice president, which was 96 different offices around the Midwest. So my background was pretty solid in direct sales and direct sales management. And the only time I really took a decrease in pay is when I was on a guaranteed salary as an area vice president. I actually took a decrease in pay when they put me on a guaranteed salary. So for people like me that like to be paid and promoted based on performance, that was my gig. Well, when I came down to Florida, one of the reasons why I did that is because I wanted to kind of redesign my life, if you will, and there's a couple of steps in between that had happened, and I'll get into that some other time. That's not the whole purpose why you're here. I'll just kind of explain to people a little bit about my credibility on this whole concept that we're going to be talking about next. Well, when I came down here, I knew that the most amount of money I ever made was in the company called Electrolux at that time, and they introduced an MLM compensation plan called SuperLink, which nobody knows about because you weren't around at that time, most likely, and if you weren't involved in that company, how would you know? And it was a really crappy MLM compensation plan tacked on to a very good direct sales compensation plan. And anyway, that was one of the reasons why I did as well as I did and got promoted. And when I left, I said, you know, that MLM thing, although I didn't know that much about it besides the introduction that I had in the little micro universe I was in, when I came down here, I was introduced to a gentleman who asked me about MLM, and I said, let's go for it. Let's take a look, and we did some research. And that's kind of like how my MLM career started. I flew up to see Dr. Charles King, who taught at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Dr. Charles King, you know, God rest his soul, he's been deceased for a year or two or three now. And I became an instructor at that university course. I guess I could say I'm the most certified network marketer on the planet because not only did I go as a student, but I attended and got the certificate and the pictures to prove it. But I say all those things only because when I had the opportunity to look at the way MLMers do it, there was a lot of criticism that I had. I saw people say things like, oh, it's easy. All you do is you get two, you get two, you get two, as if you push buttons on like a calculator. Two times two times two, and just keep pushing buttons, and that's the way it's built. So that's not the way it works. And they would say, it's easy. Anybody could do it. All you have to do is talk to your friends and your relatives. And I said, well, I don't know what friends or what relatives they have, but I remember from my vacuum cleaner business, I didn't want to talk to my friends and my relatives. Number one, how the hell am I supposed to build a career for, you know, 20 years off of the number of friends and number of relatives I have? If I don't go out there in the cold market and find new customers, I'm going to run out of people to be able to sell to. So I saw a lot of criticism in this industry. And I'm one of the reasons why we have Building Fortunes Radio is because a lot of people in this industry don't want to talk about this industry. But if you're planning on making it a career or more, then I think you need to know everything about the industry, the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you were to use those expressions. So there's plenty of criticism. Now, by the way, there's plenty of praise. I probably learned more about health and nutrition as a result of the MLM industry. I probably learned more about tools and systems and the importance of it than it is in the MLM industry. I learned more about duplication, probably more so in the MLM industry. I learned about leveraging global businesses in the MLM industry. I learned a lot. I've been a company owner. I've been a lead generation person myself, and I'm mentioning this only because some of the people that might be listening for the first time may have been referred here by someone else, and you don't know who I am. So for 12 years, roughly, in the direct sales, for way more than that, over 20 years, I've been associated with this industry, been the president of the Distributor Rights Association, the ANMP. I told you I was certified to work at the University of Illinois in Chicago with Dr. Charles King during a certification program. I've shared the stage with a lot of different people and met some of the best people that I've ever met. I've met some of the worst people I've ever met as well in this industry. You'd expect that, right? But the reality is that there are some things that are going on that I just wanted to put to rest. And I brought a guest, and he's going to start speaking in just a little bit. But I brought this guest because he's a customer of ours, and he knows who we are and what we do. And I have a huge level of respect for him and the company and companies he's worked for before. And I know he's honest and he can tell the truth. And we'll share with you some real things that are happening really in his business. But there's some things going around in this industry that we're going to focus on this call. Now, we can talk about a lot of things. But the ones I want to focus on this call is about a comment that I hear people like Robert Fitzpatrick, who wrote one book and became an expert, and I like Robert. He doesn't know I like Robert, but I like Robert. Robert seems like a good guy. He makes a lot of really good points. I shook his hand when I was in the courtroom as a witness on behalf of Paul Burks during the Zeke Rewards trial. So he lives in North Carolina. Robert Fitzpatrick does. I'm not telling you any information that's not true. So, meaning like I'm not revealing like, okay, well, like, oh, you're doxing him, telling him where he lives. He openly says that he lives in North Carolina. So he was at those trials. Unfortunately, he never got a chance to hear my testimonial or my witness countering things and everything else like that. And by the way, there are some rumors that I heard he started. It might even be in his book that I was fined as a result of that, and that's not true. So I don't know where they do their research from. But when the FTC had the opportunity, or the lawyers for the FTC had the opportunity to cross-examine me, they didn't. They said, no, thank you, Judge. We had no questions, which was kind of interesting, But anyway, so having said any or all of that sort of stuff, that kind of sets the record straight there. But Robert Fitzpatrick has said, even on our radio show in 2015, where I interviewed him, that he doesn't know anybody that can actually make a living selling the products in MLM without recruiting, or with recruiting, but making money on selling the products. He doesn't know anyone. And back in 2015, I didn't want to get into it with him, but I said, you know, Robert, but I did say this on that radio show. I said, Robert, I do. Just because you don't doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I do. I deal with them every day. Distributors that buy our leads, company owners that I talk to, leaders themselves. Yes, a lot of people make a lot of money through recruiting. That's the way you build a business. I could never build an Electrolux area of 96 stores if I was the only salesman. So, of course, you have to recruit people. Recruiting is a natural transition in many things. But the idea that you don't know anybody that can make a living is not really an issue. It's just, you know, I didn't want to say it. I said, you really got to look at your research. You probably haven't tried very hard, and I'm not really sure why you haven't tried very hard. His critics would say that would poke a hole in his program. But recently, just as early as Saturday, Scott Johnson and I did a radio show where we interviewed a nice young gentleman. I won't mention his name, only because I didn't ask for permission. I don't want hate mail going to him. But he was said the same thing. He regurgitated the same thing. No one can make any money selling the products in retail. And I'm like, you know, and then there's an idiot. His name is Marco Mukaber. Always Marco is his brand name. Marco Mukaber, spell it right, M-O-U-K, like Mook, you know, like a jerk. Mook Habier, H-A-I-B-E-R. If you can't spell it, just go to alwaysmarco.lol, because he's a joke. Alwaysmarco.lol, because he's a joke. Well, people like Marco Mukaber, who now regurgitate Robert Fitzpatrick on his Ponzi economics, or Ponzi-nomics they call it, that no one makes any money selling retail. They never had anybody. No one ever did. And it's just like, this is stupid. So I spoke to a gentleman recently, and we were talking about different ways to be able to build businesses through influencers. And I said, you know, could you be here on our radio show and explain that you know people that make money selling product to end customers? Sometimes they do it at wholesale, sometimes they do it at retail, sometimes they do it whatever price they choose. But the bottom line is there's a lot of people, and I'm going to be quiet pretty soon and let this gentleman speak. Now, I know my critics are going to want me to identify the companies, maybe the distributors, and maybe even this gentleman's name. But between me and you, I don't owe them any justification. And because there's such known haters, I mean, these people are trolls. I mean, just friggin' trolls. Marco Mukaber last Saturday called me probably 12 to 15 times at night. I think it was from midnight, like my time, on a Saturday night. He's calling me midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning to try to get me on his YouTube channel. So these people are just trolls, idiots, complete idiots sometimes. So to honor the people that are doing the right way and never get distracted with people that are just haters and doing stupid stuff or completely fools or ignorant or incompetent because they can't even do their own research, I'm going to call this gentleman Scott. It's not his real name, but Marco. We're going to call him Scott just in honor of Marco because Scott Johnson and I do this radio show. So I'm going to try to keep it to the topic, and I know Scott's not your real name, and you don't have to go through any of your background, but you're a real guy, very successful in MLM, and many MLMs, and I want to focus on the idea that people can actually sell product and not recruit and make a considerable part-time or maybe even a full-time or above-average full-time income. So I'm going to be quiet, and I'll let you talk after that long-winded introduction from me. So back to you.
Well, this is quite different. I've never been Scott before, so
right.
It takes me a minute to get used to that one. I like it, though.
It's there you go. It's a good name. It's easy to spell.
So there's a lot of myths about relationship marketing. And I, like you, came from a sales background. And with you know, different health-related products, water conditioning equipment, reverse osmosis units, that sort of thing, and just, you know, sales in general. So when I tried to apply normal sales to MLM, it did not work well, because in a sales situation, you're closing, and in an MLM, you're supposed to be listening and helping and not closing. So people do MLM very badly. And then MLM gets a real bad rap because there's so many scoundrels that are attracted to the easy prey. You get somebody who's highly charismatic, and they spin webs of deceit, and gullible people fall for it. And so I'm with you. I think that there's a great need for integrity and honesty. And it's not something you can fake. And life is very neutral. It just is a feedback loop, in my opinion. And so what we put out comes back to us, and you can't fool the system. So if you're trying to teach people how to be, you know, hardcore salespeople and close deals, you're not going to be successful in networking, because that's not the business that we're in. And to misrepresent it is a danger, both to, you know, for your well-being, and is also not very kind to the people that you're approaching. Now, for someone to say that you cannot earn a living in a network marketing company simply by representing the product and having a large base of customers. Now, if you want to call signing up customers or small mom and pop reps as recruiting, I might take a little bit of exception to that. The 95% of all the people, all the sales in the company that I'm with, are just customers. They are not builders. And so right off the bat, the first thing you should never say is that doing something like this is easy. And because for somebody who is painfully shy, that would be completely untrue. And if you misrepresent what this is and what this is about and what it's like, then that's on you, and you will have no success, and probably a lot of negativity show back up as a response to what you're sowing into life. However, this has always been a business about finding people of influence. Now, let's just get a couple of basic things. If you are with a company that is truthful, and you have a really excellent offering, a product or product line that really is superior, and you have validation of all that. You're not just selling something just to get a sale. You know, you don't put some junk in a bottle and hawk it because you want to make money. If that's what you're up to, that has nothing to do with the conversation that we're having right here, right now. But let's say, for instance, one of the things that we see pretty frequently is we have children with learning issues and communication issues, and sometimes that's related to diet or toxicity or all sorts of different reasons. And if that child is exposed to something that makes a difference in that situation, you're not going to shut that parent up, and that's an influencer. Because that parent is going to influence everybody they know, and in that broadcast of information, that may spark one or two, you know, folks who also are a blabbermouth and want to share something they find extremely cool with other people who are in the same situation they're in. MLM has always been that way. It's always about the enthusiasm of someone's response to a legitimate offering. And if you get this artificial stuff of hyping people up for this or for that. And there are some people out there who believe in the monetary approach to the business, that you don't have to be stuck in a 9-to-5. You can set your own hours and work from home if you're disciplined enough and you're willing to do outreach enough. In those situations, it's a given that you're dealing with something with integrity. But unfortunately, in this business, that's not always true. So you do have to do your research. You do have to find out what you're about, and you do have to find something that's meaningful. Now, what's happening these days, which I find extremely fascinating, is that there are a lot of people who don't want anything to do with recruiting other business builders. Their only desire, these influencers, are to find a product they can introduce to their own database. These influencers, and there's lots of names for them these days. Since the pandemic, it's really had an explosion of what are called digital marketers or internet marketers, or that's not to be confused with an MLMer who is out building a downline of and, you know, recruiting people to do the same. These are people that, if you are able to find them, these influencers have zero interest in finding anybody else to do the business. Their only interest is in finding customers for the product. And they have a built-in database, people who follow them around for some reason, because they're articulate or they have integrity and they find really good things and people trust them, or they're, you know, a celebrity, or they're somebody who is a charismatic or a really good communicator. And they have built a cadre of folks that follow them around and then take their advice and buy things upon their recommendation. So what I've been seeing lately is that as these sorts of folks are being found, and with the pandemic, many, 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 many more people want to work from home than did before, and there's whole support industries showing up to support people who want to work from home. Well, these people need really good things to represent that have high levels of integrity. And when they find one and they offer it to their database, which can be anywhere from a few hundred people to a few hundred thousand people, when you enroll somebody like that in your company, then that's the answer to what you were looking for. I mean, it is not someone who's building a downline. They have no interest. They don't want to do that. They don't like MLM. They only want to do what they do, which is influence one level. So they're really affiliates. But they can bring large volume to your group, and if you have a decent comp plan that's giving you an override on your activity, and you have spent your time finding and enrolling those people, you can make a great and large and quick living and make a lot of money doing that. Or, you know, you can do it on a very small basis and just do a little. I mean, MLM has always been, there are a certain number of people who will do a little bit, and we all are familiar with the fact that the average person will introduce whatever the product is being sold to, you know, 2 to 3 people. That's it. And that's it. If you expect more than that, you're crazy, because it's not going to happen. And maybe 2 out of 100 do something, or 5 out of 100 do a little bit, some, you know, and then 1 out of 100 to 1 out of 200 does something significant. So it's always been a sifting, sorting for those of us who find people who are like us. You know, we might have to talk to 100 or 200 to find one. Well, that's the business that we're in, and if you do that successfully, and if you find somebody who really has a need or a desire, that has a tiger in their tank, that wants to work from home, that wants to share something significant with others in a very low-key way, who is meticulously honest and will not misrepresent anything, then you have the most beautiful, as the old saying goes, you get to have a life and not a job. And I have, for the last, you know, 27 years or whatever it is, earned a full-time and really good living, sometimes fantastic. And it's given me time freedom, which is absolutely priceless. But I never would suggest to anybody that it was easy to do. I would never suggest to anybody.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.